This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Carlinville is home to Blackburn College, and there has been some recent change in the agriculture department. There's a new agriculture business professor, and his name is Phil Hamilton. I got to talk with Phil about his plans, his background, and the agriculture business program.
I'm originally from Oklahoma. I have a bachelor's and master's degrees from Oklahoma State University, and I have my PhD from Iowa State University. I have many years of experience with all kinds of crops and with livestock as well. I have experience working in the banking industry. I have been a certified real estate appraiser, and I have more recent experience working for the Risk Management Agency of the United States Department of Agriculture. So I've got a pretty varied professional experience with agriculture. I have years experience working on both coasts, teaching agriculture at the university level. And I am very excited about how all that will be pulling together to starting this agribusiness program at Blackburn College.
Because the ag business degree at Blackburn, it's pretty new, isn't it?
It's very new. We're just starting it. Here in this corn and soybean area, it's very appropriate. As I meet people here, they're very friendly and they're very excited that we're going to have such a program. And as you know, Blackburn is a unique college. There's only 8 work colleges in the country, and Blackburn is the only one of those work colleges that are student-managed. And this is one of the very attractive things for me to come here. I was interviewing at other colleges and universities throughout the country, but this is the one that I was choosing, and I was hoping that this is where I would get the nod for, because I have 4 teenage girls at home that I want to have them come to Blackburn as well, because they need to learn the responsibilities that Blackburn teaches through this work program. But what's really going to be interesting as I start this agribusiness program is that we're going to get these students ready for the many jobs in agribusiness that's going to be ready for them in the 21st century. We actually are 22,500 jobs short every year in agriculture. And this came from the Secretary of Agriculture 2 years ago in a USDA report. And that's really, really important to all of us. And so what I'm going to be doing is actually creating a training program in which they have a toolbox, because I want my students to not only be able to get one of those 22,000 jobs, but I want them to be prepared to get that first promotion. They're going to have the tools to, whenever the boss says, "Who can do this?" they can say, "I can," and show them that they can.
Yeah, and I think that's a great thing to pursue. I know I graduated just recently with my ag business degree, so it's definitely a good one to get. What does Blackburn have to offer students in ag business?
Well, we're going to start off ready for them to understand the full spectrum of what ag business is all about, and start showing them what the job opportunities are. And instead of just honing in on agricultural economics like a lot of colleges and universities are, I'm actually going to be showing them how we're going to be making money immediately. And the textbook I'm going to be showing them is actually showing them how to make money right now. And they're going to be able to take them home in what I call news you can use.
Yeah.
And I think that's important, because whenever I got my bachelor's degree several years ago, I wasn't really ready for the job market. I had to learn on the job. But between what Blackburn already does with its work program and what I'm going to be providing with what I call my toolbox, they're going to be able to walk right out of the college and ready to go to work.
How's the Blackburn program prepare students, and what are their career opportunities?
Well, every student that lives on campus is required to work and actually earn part of their tuition. And they only have to work a couple hours a day. That's not very much. Mm-hmm. And in doing that, they do all kinds of jobs, from helping in the kitchen all the way up to the two student leaders that manage the program. And they work themselves to doing that. They even interview for those top jobs. Mm-hmm. And it's really amazing as the alums come back to Blackburn College, they always like to say, "What was your job?" And they're very proud of it.
Yeah.
In fact, 10 of the buildings on campus were built by students.
Hmm.
That's a pretty impressive thing.
Yeah.
And, I've only been a part of the college a short time, and it makes me very proud.
More from Phil Hamilton after these messages. Phil Hamilton, the agriculture business professor at Blackburn College, and I talked about the new program and what it has to offer students. Why should a student choose Blackburn over other colleges?
Because I'm going to get them ready to go to work. And I'm going to create a program at the end of 4 years in which they're going to be certified consultants. And they're going to have this certificate that's going to take them, and they're going to be able to show that they're ready to go to work.
Are there exciting new things you hope to bring to the Ag Business degree program?
A tremendous amount. We're going to have some classroom projects that's really going to be exciting. And the first one is through North American Marketing Association Marketing Plans. It's nicknamed Team NAMA. And we're going to be going all over the country competing with other collegiate programs in which they're going to be putting together the marketing plan and competing with the others. And they're going to be working on this all semester long in the spring semester, and then they're going to be making an oral presentation. When I was interviewing for the job at another university, I got all excited by seeing what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I had lunch with some of their NAMA students, and they asked me to critique what they were doing. And I did, and I got so excited. I said, "We've got to do this wherever I go."
Yeah.
And I'm so excited about that. And I've talked to the provost, John McCluskey, and he's excited about what we're going to do here at Blackburn College.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be very excited. And I've also looked at some other organizations where we can compete with that. We're also going to have a simulation of a fertilizer and feed business so that the students will actually act like they're part of a business, like they're already out of school, mm-hmm. and see how their decisions are going to be based on a certain information they have, and see if they make these decisions and their competition makes other decisions, how will that actually affect them? We're going to be working with pivot tables and charts, which are the big thing in Excel. We're going to look at big data analysis, which is the newest trend that a lot mm-hmm. of people don't even know how to do. They don't even know how to download the information. But I know how to do it, and I want to show them how to do it, how to manipulate the data and create the professional charts. And that's where they're going to show their boss that, hey, I know how to do that. Mm-hmm. And that's what's going to get them the promotion like I was talking about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be looking at analysis of precision agriculture, which is another big thing in agriculture right now. And we're going to be able to do feasibility studies. We're going to use the same textbook I'm using this first semester during their junior year also, except we're not going to use the textbook case studies. We're going to use case studies from real businesses at that time. So they're going to be actually consultants.
Yeah.
And they're going to be able to actually help people.
Thank you to Phil for talking with me, and I know he'll do great things at Blackburn College in Carlinville. Students can find more information online at www.blackburn.edu. That's all the time we have on your Afternoon Farm Show. Reporting for WSMI, this has been Jamie Geisler.